From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Manila Airport to ease ban on international arrivals from Monday. French passengers exempt from United Kingdom quarantine plans. Indonesian Army mourning, flying the half-pole flag for a week. Now the news in detail. Manila's international airport will allow international charter and commercial flights to resume arriving on designated days beginning Monday, May 11. Inbound international chartered flights will be permitted to land at Nino Aquino International Airport on Mondays and Thursdays, while commercial ones will be allowed on the other days on the week, the Civil Aviation Authority said in a statement. That schedule will last for a month until June 10. French passengers will be exempt from quarantine measures that will come into force in the United Kingdom amid the pandemic. Boris Johnson said on Sunday they would be imposed on people arriving by air into the United Kingdom to prevent COVID-19 being brought in from overseas. Mr. Johnson said he was serving notice that quarantine measures were coming. Following his speech, he confirmed a reciprocal deal with the government in Paris meant restrictions would not apply to passengers from France. United Kingdom Airlines previously said they had been told that any quarantine period would last for 14 days and that people might be expected to provide an address while they arrive at the border. Government sources had already indicated that people arriving from the Republic of Ireland would not have to self-isolate when the quarantine measures take effect. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Boris Johnson said primary schools in England could reopen to some year groups from 1 of June. The Prime Minister said a phased return to school would begin with pupils in reception, year 1 and year 6. If infection rates and the government's other tests at the time allow it. The National Education Union said the reopening plan was nothing short of reckless. Mr. Johnson, in an address to the nation, said at the earliest by June the 1st, after half-term, the government began the phased reopening of shops and to get primary pupils back into schools in stages. Secondary schools are likely to stay closed until September, but the Prime Minister said there was an ambition that secondary pupils facing exams next year, such as years 10 and 12, would get some time in school before the summer holidays. Malaysia will extend its relaxed lockdown by 4 weeks, allowing nearly all economic activities to continue while keeping its borders shut and schools closed. The government will allow limited interstate travel for families who are separated ahead of the Eid al-Fitri celebration, Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin said in a televised address on Sunday. He added, if there is a significant rise in cases during this time, the government will be forced to implement enhanced movement control order for the affected areas. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian military TNI mourn the death of former the Indonesian military commander General Joko Santoso due to a stroke he suffered at the Gatot Subroto Central Army Hospital, Jakarta on Sunday morning, May 10. As a form of final respect, the TNI flew a half-pole flag for 1 week from May 10 to 17, 2020 in all ranks of the Indonesian military throughout Indonesia. That was said by the head of the Public Information Division of the TNI Information Center, Colonel Sustaibur Rahman, in his written statement on Sunday. Meanwhile, TNI Commander Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto presided over a military funeral ceremony for the former TNI Commander General Joko Santoso at the San Diego Hills Public Cemetery, Karawang, West Java on Sunday. The funeral procession continued to follow health protocol standard to anticipate and prevent the spread of COVID-19. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi condemned the inhuman treatment of Indonesian citizens working on ships owned by Chinese companies. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said when delivering an online press statement from Jakarta on Sunday, May 10, because of the inhuman treatment, most of total 46 Indonesian citizens who worked on several Chinese flag vessels asked to return to their country. The vessels are Longxing 629, Longxing 605, Tianhu 8, and Longxing 606. In fact, there were three Indonesian citizens who died on the ship and their bodies were buried at sea, and the Indonesian citizen died after being treated at a hospital in South Korea because of pneumonia. Based on information obtained by the foreign minister after speaking with 14 Indonesian crew members who were repatriated from South Korea on Friday, she noted a number of violations committed by the company, namely the matter of salary and working hours that are not appropriate in the work contract. The last item, acting head of One Stop Integrated Licensing Investment Office of North Sumatra, Arif Trinugroho, in Medan on Sunday said, Medan City, South Tapanuli Regency, and Deli Serdang are listed as the most desirable areas of foreign and domestic investors to invest in the first quarter of 2020. Trinugroho said that the biggest foreign investment in the first quarter of 2020 was in South Tapanuli, amounting to 4,984 trillion rupiah. Then the second was in Medan, which amounted to 130,320 billion rupiah, and Deli Serdang 15,225 billion rupiah. He mentioned the biggest contribution of foreign direct investment and domestic investment in the three regions came from the electricity, gas and water, housing, mining, food, service, metal industry, and plantation sectors. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to meet you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Operating Permit for Public Transportation Modes. Well, listener, a few days ago, the government of Indonesia issued Circular No. 4-2020 concerning the criteria for limiting travel for persons in the context of COVID-19 handling. In the circular letter issued by the Task Force for the Acceleration of COVID-19 handling, the criteria for the exclusion of traveling by public transportation are for certain people who must do activities related to handling COVID-19. Such people are those who work in the government or private institution that carry out service activities for the acceleration of COVID-19 handling, specifically in the fields of defense, security and public order, health services, basic services, supporting services for the basic service and service of important economic functions. Other exceptions are made for patients who need emergency health services or people whose core family members had been seriously ill or have died. In addition, the accession is also for repatriation of Indonesian citizens abroad, especially migrant workers and students, and repatriation of people for special reasons by the government to the area of origin in accordance with the applicable regulation. This circular regulates the requirement that must be met before traveling using public transportation such as planes, ships, trains, and intercity buses, namely by showing ID cards, letter of assignments, negative test result, COVID-19, and so forth. Although the requirements are quite strict, supervision still needs to be done. It is possible that there are certain elements who try to take advantage of this opportunity by manipulating the required document just because they want to go home or on vacation. It is important to do an earlier and more thorough examination to avoid violations. One more thing that is also important is to ensure that transport companies and passengers continue to run the COVID-19 health protocol, such as physical distancing while in the mode of transportation. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, meet again with me Putri in our regular program Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on May 11th when the first television transmitter was operated. On May 11th, 1939, for the first time, a television transmitter was operated in Berlin, Germany. Since then, the world began to know communication equipment visually. The television station was NIPCO as an appreciation to Paul NIPCO, a well-known scientist of Germany and also as an inventor of television equipment. NIPCO's major role in television invention was related to his discovery on how to convert pictures into waves and to transform to be pictures again. Next event is that in 1985, Bradford City Stadium was on fire. The incident was the biggest fire in the historical soccer in England. The fire occurred on May 11, 1985 at stadium belonging to Bradford City, Valley Parade Stadium. The stadium was well known having ancient style with various kinds of wooden materials at its every part. Because almost parts of the stadium, even its roof, were made of woods, the fire which came from someone's cigarette butt that was thrown away carelessly destroyed the building and spread quickly and caused big fire. 56 people died and 450 injured due to the incident. The last event is that in 1995, the extension of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty without conditions was agreed. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is an agreement to limit the ownership of nuclear weapons. The treaty was signed on July 1, 1968. Most of sovereign countries, namely around 187 countries, followed the treaty, although two among seven countries which have nuclear weapons and one country which might have nuclear weapon did not ratify the treaty yet. On May 11, 1995, in New York, United States of America, more than 170 countries agreed to continue the treaty without limitation time and conditions. The treaty has three main pillars, namely non-proliferation, disarmament, and the rights to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. Listener, that was today in history.
Di
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is on Investment Coordinating Board and Ministry of Foreign Affairs strengthen cooperation to increase investment. The Investment Coordinating Board, or BKPM, together with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, continue to strengthen cooperation to increase investment into Indonesia. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said in a written statement in Jakarta on Thursday, May 7th, that it was important to strengthen the strategy of raising investment amid the dynamics of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Retno Marsudi, along with the momentum of the post-epidemic world economic recovery, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Investment Coordinating Board must work together to attract quality investment. The commitment to jointly increase investment was carried out recently in a webinar or web seminar titled Maintaining Investment Momentum Post-COVID-19 Investment Improvement Strategy, which was joined by 34 heads of Indonesian representatives around the world, including from Russia, the United Arab Emirates, Germany, China, Italy, Luxembourg, and the European Union. In her written statement, Retno Marsudi emphasized that Indonesian representatives were expected to improve their performance to explore the opportunities that exist in each respective country. The orientation of economic diplomacy becomes more important than before. In addition, investment growth in the first quarter of 2020, which increased by 8%, also became a reference to improve and strengthen investment strategies in the midst of a pandemic. Meanwhile, head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia, said that despite the COVID-19 pandemic, diplomats continue to actively promote Indonesian investment opportunities. Bahlil stressed in the midst of COVID-19, it was indeed difficult to expect new investment to enter Indonesia. The Investment Coordinating Board will focus on existing investments until they can be realized. According to Bahlil, the Investment Coordinating Board has a target of finishing the investment worth 708 trillion rupiah that was halted. At present, around 287 trillion rupiah has been completed. They consist of investment projects by Lotte Chemical Indonesia, cooperation in the construction of the Pertamina Rosneft refinery, the construction of the Tanjung Jati power plant, and Hyundai Motor Company car factory. And listener, that was My Indonesia for today.
Apa namanya?
Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know bathing place, Yesani in Bali. Stay tuned. Since 1930, Yesani has been well known as tourism object by local people. The difference between Yesani pool and other pools is that Yesani has natural water that comes from original water spring, which is usually called Yeh Kelebutan. Its water spring comes from underground river flowing down from Batur Lake. Yesani pool consists of two pools. One pool is for adult because its depth is 1.5 meters, and another for kids. Yesani bathing place is quite unique because its water is not salty, whereas its location is very close to Lovina Beach. Besides, there is a myth if there is a young couple who takes bath at Yesani pool, so their relations will be lasting. The myth is still believed until now. Yesani is located at Sani Village, Kubu Tambahan District, which has a distance around 17 kilometers in the east of Singaraja City, Bali. From Denpasar to this tourism object, it takes around 3 hours by motor vehicles. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Yesani Bathing Place. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Sempat terbaca hatiku, malah terabai olehku. Lelahku sembunyi, tutupi maksud hati yang justru hidup karenamu. Dan bisa mati tanpamu.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Ku sadari tak selayaknya selalu buatmu kecewa. Kau lebih pantas bahagia.
masih punya kesempatan kedua. Pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Lama tinggal or length of stay. Next is a conversation about lama tinggal or length of stay. The conversation is between Kevin and immigration official.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 tahun.
After the conversation, now I am going to introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Berapa lama, which means how long. Tinggal, which means to stay. Di sini, which means here. Satu tahun, which means 1 year. 3 jam, which means 3 hours. Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini? Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini, which means, how long will you stay here? Saya akan tinggal selama 1 tahun. Saya akan tinggal selama 1 tahun, which means, I will stay for 1 year. Berapa lama transit di Bali? Berapa lama transit di Bali, which means, how long did you transit in Bali? In the conversation, you listen the expression berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini? Question phrase berapa lama in English, how long, is used to ask about duration. For example, berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini? In English, how long will you stay here? In responding the question, you can mention the length of time is used. Let's follow some other examples. Berapa lama transit di Bali? Which means, how long did you transit in Bali? 3 jam, which means 3 hours. Berapa lama kamu berlibur di Indonesia? Which means, how long will you have vacation in Indonesia? 2 minggu, which means 2 weeks. In the Indonesian language, pronouns of the first person often used are saya and aku. The word saya can be used in various situations, both formal and informal situations. The word saya can also be used for a person whom you talk to, such as someone you respect, elder people, person who you've just known, or people who are already close to you or friend. Meanwhile, pronouns aku is only used in informal situation with friends. The pronouns of the second person in Indonesian language are usually used anda and kamu. The word anda is usually used in informal situation or in correspondence, while the word kamu is only used in informal situation if you talk with friends or younger person. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di sini?
Saya akan tinggal selama 1 tahun.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a Kroncong song entitled Rangkaian Melati. Kroncong Rangkaian Melati was composed by Ermaladi Arimah Nuramin. The song tells a story of the struggle of a national hero who fight for his country and must be willing to leave their beloved ones. The story is depicted from the lyrics of the song, Jasmine Flowers Bind the Heart Between the Two Lovers. Although the hero never returns, the jasmine will stay awake until the end of life. Listener, let's listen to Wiwit Sunarto in Kroncong Rangkaian Melati. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Menahan air surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap, jatuh dari surga, surga. Semua berubah sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, yeah, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Lagi padamu.
terjadi kepadaku. Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.